guys at the top, their value is the same, their net worth is the same as the net worth of those folks at the bottom. Now, those folks at the bottom, you and I know, are not doing well. They're living in war-torn societies, they don't have adequate food to eat, they don't have adequate sanitation, their kids are dying of diseases that are quite often preventable, they don't have inoculations, they don't have health care. They have very little going for them in terms of quality of life. So this discussion is not an abstract discussion of what is, you know, the relationship between poverty and wealth on a worldwide scale, or for that matter, in the United States. The reality is that the folks at the top have far more than they need, and the folks at the bottom pretty much don't have anything. And so I tell my kids not to be greedy, and I think the reality is that we need to tell others not to be greedy, not just our children. And we need to say how much would be enough. The UN had a proposal, which I thought was a decent proposal. Their proposal was that those top 225 folks should take a 4% levy. Just to say, I'm going to give 4%. I'm going to tax myself 4% and give that back to those folks at the bottom. And that 4%, the UN estimated, would provide basic food, basic nutrition, basic health care, basic prenatal health care, basic sanitation, just basic needs to those folks at the bottom. You know, which I think is a reasonable proposal. And I think that asking those kinds of questions in this society is something that we should be doing. We need to ask what the quality of life issues are and how they are to be addressed. And what is the relationship between basic core human value and, you know, this broad set of public policy? You know, I'm neither a Democrat or a Republican. And I think in this last election, many could argue that the Republicans said that they had a monopoly on faith. They had a monopoly on that which was right, and somehow included. You know, and instead of questions, I think, you know, merit, you know, being asked. You know, I'm someone who believes that my faith, for instance, which is not a Christian faith, is of as much value as someone who is a Christian. So should I not have the same level of tolerance and acceptance? Who should have a monopoly on faith? You know, who should have a monopoly on these sets of issues? And what is the relationship between, you know, faith and justice, or faith and dignity?